French President Emmanuel Macron says that the European Union must, quote, react quickly if the U.S. goes ahead with its proposed tariffs on steel and aluminum.
If the announcements made last week are confirmed and implemented, it is clear that they would be in violation of the WTO rules. In that case, the European Union would have the right, and this would be France's hope, to on one hand take action using the WTO's dispute settlement body, and on the other to take countermeasures as planned by the WTO, which would indeed have to find measures in response in certain goods and commodities.
Macron added that Trump's proposed measures amount to, quote, economic nationalism, in which all sides lose. The German government spokesman, Stefan Schäbert, also said hike in U.S. import duties for European-made products, well, they will affect international trade flows, European industries, as well as workers and consumers on both sides of the Atlantic. He stressed that Germany will consult with its European partners about the next steps. While Trump's measures have been condemned by most European countries, as well as the World Trade Organization and the International Monetary Fund, the U.S. president has warned that tariffs on European cars might also increase. Political commentator Robert Ould says U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports will damage America's economy in the long run.
George Bush Jr., George W. Bush, put safeguarding action against steel imports back in the early 2000s. Of course, that was actually legal under WTO rules as a safeguarding action. So this isn't without precedence, but yes, it will have implications for the world economy if there is further trade war developing. But arguably, with countries manipulating other people's their own currencies to gain an advantage over other people's in terms of trade, allowing them to access other markets, through rhetoric such as anti-dumping duty against other nations to try and increase the price of products coming into their market to protect homegrown producers. This isn't actually something that's new, but it may actually damage the American economy in the because America needs actually cheaper steel for their car industry. So really the situation is that this will protect a few jobs in the short term. It may create costs in the long term, but I think really deep down, actually what's going on here is a negotiation.